The New Yorker Radio Hour is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr., The Sympathizer is the new HBO original limited series based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel of the same name. On The Sympathizer podcast, join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer, Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to The Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
When they were just 13 and 11 years old, Chloe and Halle Bailey started posting videos of themselves singing on YouTube.
Hey, what's up, you guys? I'm Chloe.
And I'm Halle.
And you all have requested so many songs, and we want to thank you for that.
Yes.
But the one you all have requested the most was Rolling in the Deep by Adele.
There's a fire starting in my heart.
Chloe and Halle, that's how they build themselves, quickly built a following. Their cover versions of other artists' songs often went viral. A cover of Beyoncé's Pretty Hurts caught the attention of Beyoncé herself.
Mama said, you're a pretty girl. What's in your hair? It doesn't matter. Brush your hair and fix your teeth. What you wear.
But Chloe and Halle were thinking a lot bigger than just going viral for a hot second. They wanted to build a career, and they did so, owing in part to Chloe's producing of their songs, something that's still pretty unusual for very young female artists.
I faked it for nothing. Can't talk to my friends, cause they hate you, do. And if the option's mindless, don't make me choose.
Beyoncé signed them to her management company and brought Chloe and Halle on tour as her opening act. Now, after two albums and five Grammy nominations, the sisters are for the very first time working on separate projects. Halle is starring as Ariel in an upcoming remake of The Little Mermaid, and Chloe is releasing a new solo album. It's called In Pieces, and it comes out later this month. Chloe Bailey spoke with our contributing writer, Lauren Michelle Jackson, at the New Yorker Festival in October.
What is that like going from duo to solo?
When I was creating with Halle, I always had her by my side and I could go, Halle, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? If I made a beat, I'll be like, do you like this? What about this lyric? And she'll be like, yeah, it's great. And she'd kind of give me that extra boost of confidence that I needed. And now, you know, creating is the same. I never stop creating because with our Chloe and Halle albums, I engineered and produced us and all of that. So doing it on... So doing it on my own, the confidence wasn't there because I was like, I don't have Halle by my side to tell me if it's good or not. So that has been interesting because that's where you really have to step into believing in yourself and believing that your art is good enough. So when I took up producing, I think at 12 years old, you know, Sis and I, we were singing all around Atlanta and there would be no producers who would take us seriously. And like, what kind of songs and tracks are you going to make for 10 and 12 year olds? You know, so it's not that hard to believe. And I was in the house and had my computer and I started looking up on YouTube how to produce and all of that. And it just kind of happened and flourished on its own. And I love building. I think that's why I love puzzles and Legos so much. That's really all producing is. And how I layer harmonies in my head, that's how I hear the full production. So I think that's why vocal producing comes so easily to me, because that's how I hear all the different instrumental parts.
I'm wondering if there are certain terms that sort of resonate with you when it comes to describing the genre of your work?
Yeah, if there's one word I'd have to put it into, I'd say unpredictable. I'm inspired by so many different random things, and I like to put that into my music. So when it comes to genres or labels or boxes, I just create how I'm feeling that day. You know, if my heart feels happy and excited and I really want to dance, you'll get a pop record. You know, if I'm feeling really moody and grungy and sad, you know, sometimes it'll be R&B, sometimes it'll be alternative. You never know what you're going to get, and I don't want people to ever be able to know what to expect from me. And I think that's why I'm so excited for whenever God wants the album to come out, when it comes out, so that you all can hear all of the different places I go to and the different vibes and the feel and the emotion. And I just kind of let my heart take the lead in what it's supposed to sound and feel like.
I really just kind of want to know the practice of the cover. What is like the selection process? You know, like not everyone gets a cover from Chloe Bailey, you know, like...
It's definitely based on how I'm feeling. I've sent so many covers, like, what about this one? What about this one? In group chats. And, you know, I think it comes down to, can I properly execute? Because I'm not trying to be dragged online as well. And there's been so many times I've redone covers. There's been so many that I haven't put out. There's been so many that I think will pop off and didn't. There's been so many where I didn't put that much thought into it and it got crazy, like so viral.
Feet on the ground, and she's burning it down. This girl is on fire.
I have a love-hate relationship with social media, because if we think about it, without social media, without YouTube, without covers, my sister and I would not be here. And when I was little, I'd always be like, I'm going to be a superstar. I don't know how, but I'm going to make it. So I'm still saying that to myself, but it's crazy that the beginning of the journey started through that. Before your songs had to pop off on TikTok, you know, it was YouTube and the radio and all that stuff. So no matter which generation we're in, there's always something that you want your music to like be like lit on, right? So I think when we program our minds to think about being number one and winning all these awards, when you're creating, it really suffocates you. And it stifles the process. Yes, you have to have hit songs and poppin' singles or whatever. That's great, but you can't let it rule you. Right now, I'm just creating to be creating, and I have never felt more free when it has come to that. And that's when you get the magic. With Have Mercy, I'm going to be completely honest. I was pleasantly surprised how it popped off on TikTok, because I did not make that song for TikTok. When I created the song, I was really emotional that day, and I had this beat that my friend Murda sent me for like 2 weeks, and I was holding on to it because I really liked it, but I was like, I can't mess it up. I think something online was going about me and not the most positive space, and I was so sad about it. And Have Mercy was a response to everyone who had something negative to say about me expressing the freedom with my body. So good songs, and you know, I didn't know it was going to be so pop or, you know, or so tongue in cheek. I was saying a lot of things in those lyrics I would not say in everyday life. And who knew that just speaking from the heart, you create that. So I just have to constantly speak from the heart.
So now we have time for some Q&A. Let's see. This one's really cute. What advice do you have for siblings looking to produce together?
Oh, okay. Listen to each other. And if you have a disagreement on something, try it both ways and then listen to it and then take the vote then. There's been so many times Sis and I would butt heads on certain musical decisions on a song. Like, no, this way's better. No, this lyric's better. So we've learned to just try it both ways. Sometimes I'd be proven wrong. Sometimes she'd be proven wrong. And I think that's the best way to see if something works. So
this one asks, how much of your time is spent on vocal preservation / maintenance?
The vocal cords, it's like a muscle. So any athlete, you have to condition your body. You have to train. If you don't stretch, you pull a muscle, things like that. And I'm constantly trying to learn. I love hearing singers who are doing riffs and runs I cannot do. Plastic on the Sofa by Beyonce, that cover, it challenged me vocally, and I was grateful for it. It's like, thank you. It's like a fun puzzle. And it's like, once you get the riffs and runs right, you're like, yes. I say this a lot. It was at the opening of the African American Smithsonian Museum, and my sister and I were singing, and Mary Mary comes right after us, the next song. And I'm sure you guys know I'm very open about it. No matter whenever I perform, I get really, really nervous, like shakes and everything. But I hope it never goes away, because one, it reminds me I'm alive. Two, it's like an adrenaline rush, and I think I kind of live for it. Like in the moment, even though I feel like I'm going to faint sometimes, I'm like, oh, Lord Jesus, help me. I'm like, oh, wow, that was kind of exciting. It was a thrill. So it's like that, right? Hallie's always like, Chloe, sis, we got this. We chill, right? That's Hallie. I'm over there freaking out. Yeah, Aries. Yeah, you know. And so they turned to us and they said, don't go out there trying to sing and prove yourself to anyone. Sing for God, sing to God, and everything else will fall into place.
That's Chloe Bailey speaking to Lauren Michelle Jackson at the New Yorker Festival. Her debut album, In Pieces, comes out this month. This is the New Yorker Radio Hour. Stick around.